Okay! Moray Rabbeinu, lessons from the lay, Parshas Nitzavim, and Rosh Hashanah. I want to trick you and scare you, because this week's topic is, it's all about you! Last week's topic was, it's not about you! Oh, Rav Hartzi, you're confusing us. Perfect, great, I'm here to confuse you. Tshuva, Torah, it's all about you. Let's see what I'm trying to talk about. Hopefully I'll understand what I'm talking about. Nitzavim, as we know, is a short parsha, not even Nitzavim by left. And in this week's parsha, we have one of the beautiful, beautiful psukim, but it cries for interpretation. Pasuk tells us as follows, Perek Lamed, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Ki HaMitzvah HaZos. This mitzvah, Asher Anochi Mitzavcha Hayom, that I've commanded you today, Lo Niflesi Mimcha, He. Lo Niflesi He Mimcha, Velo Rechoka He. It's not far from you, Lo B'Shamayim He, it's not up in the Shamayim. Lo B'Shamayim He Leymar, Ki. Yalolanu, Hashemayim V'yikachlanu, V'yushma Yisanu, V'chulu, V'chulu, Ki karav elecha adav rebod. It's very close to you, this mitzvah. V'fichachu levalcha la'asoyso, in your mouth, and your heart, to do it. I ask you, what is this mitzvah? Ki ha-mitzvah azoyis. What is this mitzvah? It's a machlikas. Rashi assumes the mitzvah is talking about Torah, the Gemara in Erevin, and Daf Nun Dalet. It's talking about Torah. Something that comes, that you do with the heart, with your mouth. The Ramban disagrees. We saw this before, of course. A mitzvah is hachuva hanizkeret. It's talking about tshuva. Hashvat levavecha, the pasukim before speak about. V'shapta ad Hashem lokecha, says the Ramban. V'shapta ad Hashem lokecha, mitzvah shiyotze osana lasois came. Nemra b'loshon, to understand the rumas. So what's it talking about? The Torah. It's not far from you. Stop making excuses for the Torah. I think the Gemara alludes to this idea. Had it been in Shemayim, we read tonight in Rav Zilberstein's Shilas. Had it been in the Shemayim, had the Torah been in the Shemayim, he asked a Shiloh about writing a Sefer Torah that was going to go on the moon. So he says, had the Torah been in Shemayim, Rashi says, you still would have to go after it. Right? Nebuchadnezzar, a guy is born in, Guam, Uzbekistan. What's your town called over there you live in?
Leeds.
Never heard of it, no. Right? He's born in Leeds. You probably don't. It's close, right? You know. Us.
Yes, you.
The Americans. Now I'm Israeli, but the Americans. We're very similar to say to someone like, oh, you're from England? Do you know my friend? John Cohen.
Actually, I do know.
He lives in Switzerland. You must know him. Okay, so Rashi says... So the guy lives in Uzbekistan, he lives in Guam, he lives in what? And what? He says, it's not my fault, I don't have to learn Torah. He says, no. Even if you had to go far out, there used to be days without the internet. I think that one of the most amazing things about why the Torah, besides the fact, I got an email last week from somebody from England actually, from the Woods Synagogue, who asked me a question on one of my shirim. He said, are you really a rabbi? No. So, the guy can learn all the Torah. But even if, when it comes to tshuva, he says, the Ramban, shemitzu yoso asana lasois game, we have to do it. You can't go ahead and say, no. It's not, it's so easy to do tshuva, he says. Lo rechokahim, lasois b'chol eis, b'chol mako, b'fichu levacho lasoiso. It's the sins that we do b'fichu levacho lasoiso. And you should be able to kabbal the Torah. It's almost Hainu Hach, it's with almost both of them. The Sfarno clearly says that it's tshuva. Shetzorech ha-tshuva tiyya be'oidecha to do. There's a midrash that tells the following story. The Midrash tells about Eliyahu HaNavi. He was going from town to town. And a guy comes up to him, and he makes a face, you know, ah! Sometimes, you know, you speak, and you always have this one person in the crowd. So this year I was speaking on a Pesach program, and there was an older couple sitting, and I was making some jokes, as I'm known to do. Everybody was laughing, and they weren't laughing. So I figured it had to be that they weren't laughing because they were hard of hearing. And all of a sudden, they get up to start to leave. I said, oy vey, I must have said something so offensive. And as they're walking out, it's hard for me to concentrate. I'm thinking about, what did I say? I'm such a... And then I see they just moved a few rows back because they were on top of the air conditioning. So, okay, fine. So it wasn't that bad. Now they couldn't hear me even more because they were rows back. But sometimes you give a speech and you see visibly the person's like, ah! What does he know he's talking about? So it's a guy that did that to the Eliyahu HaNavi. So he turned back at him and he said, what was to you in the day of judgment? What do you think I'm going town to town for? Stop? What are you going to answer? So he says, answer? What do you want to answer? I'm a simple Jew. I can't learn Torah. You think I know anything about the Torah? About this Gemara you speak of? I'm a simple Jew. He says, simple Jew, what do you do for a living? He says, I'm a fisherman. You're a fisherman. How did you learn to be a fisherman? He says, actually, it was very hard. My father wasn't a fisherman. I had to learn. And he starts explaining to him with great passion what he does. You have to make the netting, and you have to do it in a certain way, and the reason why I'm so successful is because I know that. And he says to me, that you know how to do. And Torah, that's not for you. He says, no. You can't do it. So what's the message? So the message is, I think somewhat, it sounds strange, but somewhat simple. But not simple. Let's take tshuva first, and then we'll go to Torah. Tshuva is only as good as the person that wants to do tshuva. We can speak until we're blue in the face as rabbis, but you gotta do tshuva, you gotta do, and I can bring in this speaker, and this one, fire and brimstone, and this one's out of love, and this one's gonna sing a tshuva song to you, and this one's gonna hit it in your head. But it's only as good as the person who actually stops and says, wow, I actually want to make a change. You see, sometimes you'll have an amazing experience. I hope. Obviously not tonight. But sometimes you'll have an amazing experience. That amazing experience will be somebody will speak to you. You'll be in the audience. You'll be hearing a great speaker. And you'll think to yourself, oh my God, how is he talking? How did he know what happened to me today? Oh my God, he's talking to me. But what's the key? What happens when you leave the room? You might leave the room and go, wow, that Rav Hartstein, he's an unbelievable speaker. He's funny, but yet he has content. He's unbelievable. He's, wow, his wife is so lucky. And you want to know you're laughing. And, right? And then he goes up to his room and he's done. He was inspired for like this and he's done. But if you so it's up to you to say, wait a minute. That really resonated with me, what he said. I'm going to do something about it now. I've been saying this for a year, but I'll say it again. When my parents came for Sukkot, Mitzvah Shem, come back for Sukkot. But when they came for Sukkot, my father saved me all the old newspapers from weeks past, from, you know, I don't know, the Five Towns Jewish Times and all these things. So I caught a koteret, I caught a headline that said, Tshuva is easy, change is hard. And the article was about the fact that I could say, I don't do tshuva, right? And we can go up there and we can go, you know, when we hear in a week from now, you're like, oh my God, okay, it's Rosh Hashanah now. I didn't get it for Slichos, I never went to that, but now I get it. Oh my God, I got to do something about it. Tachlis, we do something about it, we think it's like a checklist. God, I was in shul till 1:30, Shkoye. So now that's it, that's what I have to do, right? Yom Kippur, I was in shul the whole day, that's what I have to do. I'm going to change. I'm actually going to do something active. It's if I want to. It's the same thing for Torah. We don't have a magic potion. Once in a while, a parent will be concerned. You know, I had some say in some of the students coming to the yeshiva in the sense of they came because of my amazing recruiting, especially in Hafton. And so a parent will call and they'll say,
what's with my little son? How come, what's... No.
So part of the issue is that you could be like coming to Torah like, okay, Rabbi, bring it on. But you're actually not open. Your neshama is not actually open to change. You're saying, this, I don't like my life the way that it is. Excuse me for saying that. It's what every Jew should be saying this time of the year. I don't like my life right now. I need a change. I recognize that there's a problem spending that many hours on my phone. I recognize that there's a problem with that. So much so, I actually think, now that I think about it, it was a little bit of a chutzpah to ask Rav Hartstein for an extra 20 gig of data, because he realizes that I spend my entire day on the phone. I realize that now. But it's about you making the change. B'ficha u'levavcha la'asos, you. I can't force you to do tshuva. I can give you the tools to try to inspire you to want to make a change. But b'ficha u'levavcha la'asos. And the same thing is with Torah. And maybe we can have fun and have achdos and say the Sfarno and the Ramban is right and the Rashi is right and the Gemara is right. It's both of them. These are both the ways to get closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. The ultimate form is Torah. His tshuva is, I want to get closer to you. But it's only if you recognize that I got to do better. And in the levels of doing tshuva, one could say, besides, of course, the Rambam's famous levels, it's a realization that you've sinned. Similar to that of an alcoholic, a gambler, v'chulu v'chulu. The first step isn't him saying, I'm not gambling anymore. It's saying, I have a problem. I spend too much time gambling. I have a problem. I do drugs. And now, then we start to move on to the change. How am I going to set this up to do change? And it's so personalized to yourself, I can't really help you as much with that. Because the first step is you have to be able to come to your senses and say, I need to change now. I can speak to a Rebbe about how I'm going to do that. The Talmud that comes and say, Rebbe, I don't know, I'm not in the Welt maybe as much, in the world of, you know, Rebbe Talmidim relationships. But a student comes to a Rebbe and says, okay, I made a decision. I want to be Shomer Negiah. How do I exactly go about that? I made a decision. I don't want to be so angry. Not me. The other person comes. I made a decision. I want to learn more Torah. I want it to mean something to me. How do I do that? Oh, that I can help you. But it starts with you. It's inside of you to change. Finally, I'll tell you one of my most beautiful ideas that I, last week we talked about putting notes in your pockets, so you should always have Dibrei Torah in your pockets, things that inspire you, that you never know when you have to use it. So it happened to be, it was last year, it's a fun, little bit of a funny story, last year we were trekking from, I think, yeah, from the Chaim David concert, Slichus, to the Kotel. And Rav Moshe decided to stop at one point there. How beautiful to see the beautiful view of people now starting to come to the Kotel. I think we're in the Muslim court or something. No. So, and he looked around for someone to speak, to say some inspiring words at this beautiful point. And unfortunately, he looked around and realized there were no rabbis in the audience except for me. So he didn't want to keep speaking all night. So he asked, can you say something? So I didn't even think, who's going to ask me to speak? So I took out of my pocket, my pocket Dvar Torah. And I said the following. As it turned out, I'll just tell you the end of the story before I tell you the Dvar Torah. There was actually two other rabbis that actually were there. I don't know, they went to the bathroom or something. And afterwards, one of the rabbis came up to me and says, oh, when you started the Dvar Torah, I said, oh, here we go again. This is the famous Dvar Torah everybody uses. And it wasn't the usual Dvar Torah. It's about Moda Ani when we wake up in the morning. It's an interesting word I heard. We think that when we say Moda Ani in the morning, what are we saying? Moda Ani, that's what we should say. We're thanking God. Thank you for returning my soul. You could have killed me. You decided not to. Thank you, Hashem. You're the best. I'll go back to sleep. No. Moda Ani means Moda Ani. Not thank you, God. Moda is also Lashon, I admit to you. What am I admitting? Right? Moda b'mitzvos. And you admit something, Gemara sells in its, not in its entirety. Moda is, what am I admitting to God? You know what I'm admitting to you? Yesterday was not a perfect day. It wasn't the best day I could have had. I could have had a much better day. But you know what? Moda ani, I admit to you, thank you for returning my soul, because today I'm going to do something better than I did yesterday. That's what God asks of you. If every day you say to yourself, I'm going to do tshuva today better than yesterday, I'm going to try to change one of my characters. That's all Hashem wants of you. It's within you to say that and to recognize that. Imagine if you had a book. I'm not asking you to do this. And in your book, all I ask you in this book is that every day, before you went to sleep, write one unique thing you did today that was different than yesterday. It could be something as simple as, I crossed an old lady across the street who needed me to cross it. Not, you know, say, come with me, you're rocking going across the street, lady. I did something great. I went up to that guy sitting in the corner of the Beis Medrash, or sitting at lunch, and I flexed my muscles, because I'm like one of the coolest guys in yeshiva, just one. And I said to him, hey, what's going on? The guy felt like a million dollars. You know who spoke to me today? You're not going to believe this. He spoke, and he didn't want anything. He didn't ask me for any money or anything. It was great. You write that down in your book. God, today was a better day. That's when it comes to Torah. Hey, I'm not, it's hard for me. But you know what? Today, before I go to sleep, I'm going to learn one Mishnah. Maybe I'll finish all the Mishnayos one day. You know, then you're at the Siyum and you're telling the story. I just did one mission a day and I did it. I did one page of Gemara. I finished Shas after 7.5 years. That's what Hashem is asking of you. Tshuva is not about all or nothing. And a lot of people make this mistake a lot, Rabbi Yisai. A lot of people make the mistake that they think that tshuva is, that's it, I'm done. I'm being shomer negiyah for the rest of my life. Oh yeah, you're in yeshiva, good luck. What does it mean? It means saying, okay, how do I, I'm sorry I'm choosing this topic, it doesn't mean anything to you, but something that last year the Shana Alpha guys had a problem with. So how do I work on it? I say, okay, let's figure out my Tuesday night schedule. Maybe it shouldn't be here, it should be there. Maybe let's take something simpler that doesn't apply to you either. Lashon Hara, let's say. Right, instead of me committing, I'm not going to speak Lashon Hara from 4 to 6 a.m. I say, I can't say the whole day. I can't. It's impossible. My shtick is, this is my shtick, 1 to 1.30 every day. During lunchtime, that's a hard time. I'm not a Lashon Hara guy. I have a phone problem? This is crazy. I don't take out my phones in the basement. That's crazy. Okay, fine. I won't take out my phone for an hour in the basement. But I'm saying practical ways that you can wake up. Ani, I went to sleep in the morning and said, Hashem, guess what? My heart told me, you know what? I was a better Jew today. For a half hour, I didn't speak Lashon Hara, and I was cognizant of it. It wasn't easy. Just in that 15 minutes, somebody came up to me and said, oh, you're never going to guess what happened. Come to me at 1:30. No. I moved it. So, Mirtz Hashem, we should be Zoycha, Beficha Levacha, it's all about you, Tshuva. Torah is all about you. Mirtz Hashem, we should be Zoycha, that we take these messages to heart. And Mirtz Hashem, we should be Zoycha to Chasiva Chasima Toiva with the great ability that the Ribbono Shalom has given us to do tshuva, tshuva shlema, that will bring Mashiach Zidkenu, v'mehera, v'yameinu, amen, v'yameinu, amen. Just go ahead.